Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We were certainly glad to see that the House representatives move forward with approval because we believe it's a fiscally responsible bill. It does make significant changes to cotton programs, but we believe those are a step in the right direction for resolving the longstanding Brazil WTO dispute.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, the next step will be for the U.S. Senate to take up their consideration and vote on the Farm Bill. And we don't have an exact time at this point, but likely perhaps sometime in early February they'll do that.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at specifically what's there for cotton, again, it does make some significant support or changes in terms of how the support is conveyed to producers. It eliminates the direct payments and the countercyclical payment program from the 2008 Farm Bill. That's a change not only for cotton, but that's a change for all commodities to eliminate those direct payments. And then in its place for cotton, there's a new revenue insurance product that producers will have the option to purchase, and that is referred to as STACS or the Stacked Income Protection Plan. The new legislation also continues the marketing loan for upland cotton with some modifications, and it continues the provisions for extra long staple cotton as well as the very successful economic adjustment assistance for our U.S. textile mills.